Was noch jedes Mal? Okay, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. We almost finished the Gemara part of this sugya. Let's just try and finish off, and then we'll attempt some tricky little tosfosim. Not poshut. We're learning a Mishnah. The Mishnah brought a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. And that is, if you have several fruits or several foods in front of you, Rabbi Yehuda says, you make the bracha on the min shiva, and the Chachamim say, whatever you like. Now remember, this is a very, very important point to remember, that when it says, eze min sheyiritzeh, Rashi explained that that's another way of saying choviv. The Gemara said it, but Rashi pointed out from the word min sheyiritzeh. Eze min sheyiritzeh means whatever you desire. The Mishnah does not say which one you make a bracha on, it doesn't make a difference, it doesn't say that. It says, Eze min sheyiritzeh. Eze min sheyiritzeh doesn't mean the min that you want to make a bracha on. It means the min that you want to eat. It's choviv. So in other words, the whole machlokes between Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda can be summed up in one line. Is the bracha made over the min shiva, or is the bracha made over choviv? That's the machlokes. Now, Ulla said that the machlokes between them is only when the brachas are shavos. What does that mean? It's shavos, it's two fruits, zayis and tapuach. So then, do you go for the zayis, which is a min shiva, or do you go for the tapuach, because it is choviv? If, however, ein birkos sehen shavos, it would be a vegetable and a fruit, for example, it would be a zayis and a tznoin, then there is no issue whatsoever of do you make the bracha over this or that, because in fact you make a bracha over both. That's what the Gemara said. Now, let's point out again, I know we've pointed this out already, but it's going to be crucial to understand the top tosis, and we'll see it partly together with the Rosh, is that the Gemara, however, at that point, does not tell us when you make a bracha over both. For example, when you have a zayis or a tznoin, you have to make two brachas. But what are we not told at that stage?
The order.
We are not told what the order is. So we'll see in the top tosis, that's going to be the discussion in top tosis. Agan sabalagan. Now, the only thing that is important to point out is what Rashi does, is that when you have your zayis and your tznoin and you're telling me to make two brachas because one will not suffice, why indeed does one not suffice? Why can't you make a bracha over the vegetable, borei pri adama, and that will include also the borei pri oetz? As we know, if ever you make adama on a fruit, it works. And Rashi says, no. It's only when you have one species and you accidentally made a bracha over it, borei pri adama. But when you have two, then certainly if you make a bracha on the tznoin, that will not exempt the zayis, that you've definitely got to make two brachos. And therefore, Ulla has taught us, the machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda is only when you have birkosehen shavos. Now, the Gemara had a discussion backwards and forwards, we're not going to get involved in that. What we will get involved is where the Gemara said at the end, maybe just have a look at it again, where the Gemara says, pligibo. Have you got where it says, pligibo? First words on the line is, al hazayis. About halfway down the Omid exactly. You have it?
Yes.
First word on the line, al hazayis. We saw the Gemara says, pligibo, Rav Ami v'Rav Yitzchok Nafcha. Chad omar machloikes b'she birkoseihen shavois. Okay, that's exactly what Ulla has told us. There's nothing new over here, i.e. Rabbi Yehuda savar min shiva odif, Rabbanon savar min choviv odif, aval b'she'en berkoisein shoveis, but when the brachas are not the same, it's fruit and vegetable, divrei ha'koil, then everybody would agree, mevarech al zeh, v'chozer mevarech al zeh. You make a bracha on one, you then make a bracha on the other. Again, it was not pointed out the order, rather than just the amount of brachas. Fine, so far, no news. Whoever that opinion is, either of Yitzchak or of Ami, that is exactly the same as Ulla. But here comes the Chiddush. But V'chad Omar, one of them disagreed and said, no, af very important word. You should underline the word af. Not only, but even b'she'ein berkoisehen shavois nami machlokes. So how many cases are there of machlokes according to this opinion? There's two. Both in the case of zayis and tapuach, and also in the case of zayis and tznoin, i.e., whether the brachas are the same or different, in both cases there is a machlokes. That is a new opinion, that is not Ulla's opinion. Now, the Gemara explains. Bishlem, it's all fine and well, the man to Omar, according to the opinion who says, and this was basically Ulla, that Bisha Birkoi Sehen Shavois Machlokes, that Mshapir, it's all fine and well. What does that mean, it's all fine and well? We understand what the machlokes is all about. There's only one bracha to be made. Which one would you make a bracha over? Min Sheva or Chaviv? Elo, Laman Do'amar, B'she'ein Birkei Seher Shavuos. But according to the opinion that the Machlokes is even when the brachas are not the same, what does that mean, the brachas are not the same? That's the case of Zayis and Tznoin. So then, what's going on? B'mai Pligi. What's the machlokes? Now look immediately at Rashi, b'may pligi. Again, we're halfway down the Yomud. Rashi says, b'may pligi, because ha'vadai, because that's certain that loy miftari, they cannot both become exempted b'chada bracha, with one bracha. What's Rashi pointing out over here?
I think that the issue is whether you say, two brachas. Right. You always have to say two brachas.
When the Gemara says, b'may pligi, what's the machlokes? Rashi immediately points out that don't tell me the machlokes is how many brachas you make. Because that's vadai that you cannot exempt two with one bracha. So therefore we don't understand. They both agree you've got to make two brachas. So what is the machlokes? If we're dealing with a case where birkei sehen shavois, there's only one brocha to make, then I understand what the machlokes is. Fine, there's one brocha to make and it's going to be birkei ha'etz. But over which one? So one says min shiva, one says chaviv. But if it's ein birkei sehen shavois, as Rashi points out, vadai, don't tell me that one brocha will work. You've definitely got to make two brachas. And if you've definitely got to make two brachas, so what on earth at the end of the day is the machlokes? You've got to make our eights and you've got to make our domos. So what are you discussing then? Which bracha I should make? Obviously you've got to make two. So the Gemara says, Omar Rabbi Yirmiyah, one word answer, lehaktim. That lechair is only remaining variable on the table. What does it mean, lahakdim? You're right, the machlokes is not how many brachas. The machlokes is not which one should you make a bracha over, because obviously you're making a bracha over both. But rather, the machlokes is the order of the brachas. What does that mean, the order? Rabbi Yehuda will tell you which one you make first. The min shiva. And the Chachamim will tell you that no, whatever is chaviv to you, if the min shiva, if not, the adoma, not interested. Now, let's stop. According to this opinion number two, when Rabbi Yehuda says, for example, min shiva wins the day, it turns out that that now means two different things. In the case of Zayis and Tapuach, when you're making one brocha, so the brocha that you make is the ha'etz over what? The min shiva. But it also means something else. Even when there's no Zayis and Tapuach, when there's a Zayis and a Tznoin, and you're definitely going to be making two brochas, then there's another chiddush. Which one becomes first? The min shiva. So Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, and in turn, of course, the Chachamim's opinion, now has two separate ramifications. Both in the case of when there's only one bracha to be made and I'm deciding over which one do I make a bracha, and also where there's definitely two brachas and the issue is not which one do I make a bracha over, but rather which one comes first, There again, there's a machlekes. Does mean Shiva win the day or Chaviv win the day? As opposed to Ula, what does Ula hold? When is there a machlekes?
Only
when there's one bracha. So let's immediately be medayek something very important. Where Rabbi Yisrael, I have to listen very carefully now because this is going to be the discussion on the top tesis. According to Ula, when is the machlekes? We said only when?
One bracha.
But when there's two, the Gemara says you definitely make two brachas. And we said, okay, you make two brachas, but you never told us anything about the order. But we must now be able to work out what must he hold about the order? Doesn't matter. Because if he holds in that case that what? Yeah, you make two brachas. What's the order? Oh, min shiva or chaviv. Excuse me, that's the other opinion. So what is the discussion anymore? So if there's an argument, it must be the one opinion holds that there is a discussion which one gets kadima precedence, and the other one says, not interested. Must be that way, l'chaira, no? Or is that not true? Maybe it's not true. Maybe I've been tricking you. There are some other options on the table. That's why I said it's a little bit complicated. I would definitely. That's true. But Ula only told us the following. Ula told us there's only a machlekes if you have one bracha. And if there's two brachas?
Both.
You've got to make two brachas. And we said, okay, shkoyach, I'll make two brachas. You didn't tell me the order. Now, one thing I know, it can't be that with regard to the order, that there's a machlekes with a chaviv odif or min shiva odif, because that's the other machlekes, that's the other opinion, and he's arguing. But what does he hold? How many options are there on the table, Reb Nachum? What could Ula hold? Again, halacha l'maisa, I've got an olive and a radish in front of me. There's definitely two brachas, non-negotiable. Now, if I ask you, what's the order? How many options do you have on the table for me? Okay, option number one Rabbi Yosef is suggesting is do what you like, free country. Okay, any other options? I've got at least two other options. Maybe everybody agrees in this case that min shiva comes first. Or maybe everybody agrees that chaviv comes first.
How about you could topple?
No, we're talking about there's no ikkar and toffel. If it's ikkar and toffel, there's only one bracha. We're not talking about ikkar and toffel. We're talking about there's no ikkar, there's no toffel, there's two separate brachas. So if you want to tell me that there's no machlekes, everybody agrees that there's two brachas, and everybody agrees with regard to the order, fine, I'll take that. But there's many different options of what that means, that everybody agrees with the order. Does it mean everybody agrees that you can make up the order? Does it agree? Mean that everybody agrees that min shiva is first? Does it mean that everybody holds that the chaviv is first? That's all open. As opposed to the second opinion that we've just now learned, where there is a machlokes. If you want to know which one comes first, that is the machlokes between Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether it's min shiva or chaviv. So again, if you hold it's a machlokes, it's a machlokes. And if you hold it's not machlokes and everybody agrees, you have to tell me everybody agrees that what? That you do what you like? That min shiva wins? That chaviv wins? So that's going to be the discussion in the top thesis. If we had a board over here, I'm not sure if the Gaboyim will take to it too kindly if I start graffitiing the wall. We really could do with a chart over. There's many, many options on the table. Okay, let's just have a look now at Rashi. Omer of Yirmiyah. Belahaktim pligi. According to Rav Yirmiyah, let's now give it a name. It's a little bit extra confusing. We don't even have any names. So we'll call it Rav Yirmiyah. Let's call opinion number one Ula, and opinion number two Rav Yirmiyah. It's actually a machlokes between Rav Yitzchok Nafcha and Rav Ami. But let's call it Ula and Rav Yirmiyah. Now, according to Rav Yirmiyah, Lahaktim, 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 Pligi. What does that mean, Nachum? What does that mean, Lahaktim, Pligi? There's a machlokes what?
Over the order.
The order. In which case? I.e., Birkoseyem. Einom Shomis. Two different brachas. Question is which comes first. If I ask you an important question now. According to Rav Yirmiyah, you've just now told me when there's two brachas, Zayas and Tznoin, definitely two brachas. What is the order? Machloik has been reviewed on the Chachamim. Fine. What does Rav Yirmiyah hold about when there is one bracha? Zayas and Tapuach. He's told us that the machloikas is lahaktim. That's when ein birkoseyem shavois. Now, when birkoseyem shavois, obviously the word lahaktim has no meaning. You're not being maktim. There's only one brocha. So, what does he hold in that case?
He holds the same thing.
He holds the same thing, i.e.,
haktim.
No, there's no maktim. Maktim only means which one do you give precedence to. There's no precedence. I'm only making one brocha. But what do you mean the same thing? You're right. Just explain it better. What does it mean there's only one thing?
Say the bracha.
Again, there's the same machloikas. Not which one do I make first, but rather which bracha, which fruit do I make a bracha over? The min shiva or the chaviv? I can't talk about the word maktim. Maktim means when you're doing two things. Then you can discuss which one comes first. Here, I'm not doing two things. I'm only doing one bracha. Now, I'd like to propose the following, and Rashi is going to tell us why this cannot be. That's a little bit tricky, I agree. Midaf da holten kop, Rav Nachum. Say that. Rav Yirmiyah has told us that when you have your zayis and your tznoin in front of you on the table, so if you picture an olive and a radish in front of you. How many brachas?
Two.
Call to everybody?
Two.
Call to everybody. No discussion whatsoever, two brachas. Which one do you do first and which one do you do second? Machloikas. Machloikas, that's called lahakte, machloikas. Fine. According to Rabbi Yehuda, which one do you make a bracha first? Min shiva, kun tachachomim. Chaviv. So if you happen to like a radish better than an olive, you make a bracha over a radish. Fine.
It's according to Rav Yirmiyah.
We're going all in the world of Rav Yirmiyah. Now, ask Rav Yirmiyah himself. If I don't have two minim, I have all the same bracha. I switch the radish for an apple, so I've now got an olive and an apple. So how many brachas are there altogether?
One.
Definitely only one. Is there a machlokes in that case? Yes. How do you know yes? It happens to be 100% right. But how do you know it?
Just got to go back to the distinction between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim.
In other words, the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim Chaviv versus Min Shiva is in two separate cases. Now, how do we know that? We know that. That's why I told you to underline the word af.
Yeah, yeah.
And nami.
Right, they only make sense.
What does af and nami mean?
In both cases.
Also, not only. Also, the machlokes is both in the case of shavos and also in the case of einom shavos. Also, not only. Now, in theory, and here comes the tricky part. This was all the easy bit till now. In theory, if I would say to you, let's try, af and nami notwithstanding, let's try and consider the following. If I would propose to you the following theory, could this be or could it not be? I'd like to propose, and Rashi says this to us in about four words, I'd like to suggest the following theory. That according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, if you have two brachos, zayis and tznoin, then there's a machlokes, chaviv and min shiva, which one is lahakti. I want to propose, says Rashi, Shita. Maybe if, however, there is only one bracha to be made, i.e. it is a case of a zayis and a tapuach, and all of a sudden there's no machlokes whatsoever, and everybody agrees you make a bracha over chaviv. So if you have a zayis and a tapuach, which are both borei pri ha'eitz, maybe over there everybody agrees that you make a bracha over the chaviv, such that the whole machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda is only, not even, but only im einom shavos. Can that be?
No.
No. Now, how do we know it not to be? Because the Gemara says af anami, but Rashi proves it based on logic as well. And here's where it gets tricky. So listen very carefully. I'd like to say this outside, and then we'll see inside in Rashi. Where would you say that the concept of min shiva makes more sense? I'm not saying where does it make sense, I'm saying where does it make more sense. Does the concept of min shiva make more sense when you're dealing with lahakdim, i.e. two different brachas, which one should come first? Or does it make more sense when you're dealing with one solitary bracha, and the discussion is, which one should I make a bracha over? Maybe min shiva wins the day. Where would you say that min shiva would play more of a role? Two different brachas, lahakdim, or one bracha?
One
bracha. Okay. Happens to be, you're spot on. Why would you say that?
Because the other, when you have two brachas, could be other factors.
In other words, when I've got two brachas, I could in theory turn around to the min shiva and I say to my friend the olive, don't worry, I'm making a bracha over you as well. You have to be first as well. And don't worry, I'm not going to embarrass you. I know you're very choshev, because you're min shiva, you'll get your bracha. Just have a bit of patience. But when I've got one min, zayis and tapuach, what are you going to tell the zayis then? I might make a bracha on the apple. What happened to poor old min shiva? Just completely ignore him, leave him to sit there and cry in the corner. So now let's make a kal v'chomer. If Reb Yirmiyah told us that the min shiva wins the day with regard to lahaktim, isn't it a kal v'chomer that it makes even more sense that where I'm only making one brocha, there min shiva should definitely win the day? Don't tell me that all of a sudden Rabbi Yehuda agrees that Chaviv wins the day. If min shiva wins the day, he's going to get his bracha, and you still push him up the queue, then definitely min shiva should win the day if it's a question of does he get a bracha or not. Therefore, it must be. But according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, where is the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? Not only in the case of two brachas, even in the case of two brachas, but kal v'chomer in the case of one bracha. Now have a look at Rashi. Everything we just said in about 5 minutes, Rashi says in about 3 lines. That's the gadlus of Rabbeinu Rashi. Zok Rashi, Oma Rabbi Yirmiyah b'lahaktim pligi. V'loi gorasinon. Do not have the following text. Maybe there was a text like this that existed, and Rashi is telling us it's incorrect. V'loi garasinom, do not have the following text, quote unquote. Aval, b'shebirkoisehen shavois, Mevarech al echod mehen sheyirtze, close quote. Do not have a girsa in which it is stated that yes, there's a machlokes over ein birkosei and shavois, but if birkosei is shavois, then you make a brach al eiz mehen sheyirtze, which means choviv. And you just plain old ignore the min shiva. That cannot be. Why can't that be? Dahashta. If now, b'she'ein on shavos, when it's two different brachas and the issue at hand is not which one will get a bracha, the issue is just which one will get a bracha first. Makpid Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is particular al hakdomoson, about the hakdom, about the precedence. V'omar, and he said, min shiva odif, that the min shiva is superior. What does that mean, it's superior? It therefore comes first, comma. Therefore, when I've only got one brocha to make, k'shebo liftoir zu b'zu, when I'm coming to exempt one of them with the other brocha, in other words, when I've got just one min, and I'm only making one brocha, loy kol shekein, exclamation mark, question mark. Isn't it even more obvious that what?
That's what
that min shiva will definitely win the day. If min shiva can push something up the queue, then definitely min shiva says, make a brocha over me. If I'm making a brocha over both, and min shiva says, it's not enough. Got to give not just kavod to the min shiva, you've got to give super kavod to the min shiva. It's not enough you're making a brach over him, you've got to now also put him top of the queue. Then kal v'chaymer v'kol shekein, when it's all the same min, the both proprioates, don't tell me you make a brach over the choviv. If you've got to give super kavod to the min shiva, at least you've got to give a minimum kavod, which is make a brach over him. Therefore, it turns out in summary, according to Rabbi Yirmiya, how many cases are that there's a machlekas in Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim?
Two.
Shavois and Einom Shavois. If it's Shavois, Zayis and Tapuach, then it's a question which one do you make a bracha over? And if it's Einom Shavois, when I'm making two brachas, then it's a question of Lahaktim. That's all true according to Rabbi Yirmiya. Whereas according to Ula, there's only one case, there's a machlekas. What is that? Shavois. But Einom Shavois, you've definitely got to make two brachas. What's the order? We don't yet know. And we're going to leave that coming up in a couple of minutes to see in top tesis. I hope that was clear. Complicated. Now, Zot the Gemara.
What about the Rabbanim? Why do we know that they stick to their view in that first case that it's Chaviv, not?
Yeah, we don't have a Raya yet. Good point. Says the Gemara again, Omar Rabbi Yirmiya lahaktim, da Omar Rabbi Yosef. Because Rabbi Yosef taught us that what? V'itamer of Yitzchok. What does it mean, V'itamer of Yitzchok? Some say it wasn't Rav Yehuda. It wasn't Rav Yosef talking. Who was it? It was Rav Yitzchok. Kol ha-mukdem b'pasuk zeh mukdem lebrocha. This pasuk, which pasuk? Shenema. Eretz, chito, usa'ira, gefen, te'ina, verimoin, Eretz Zayis Shemen Udvash, period. That is the pasuk which contains all Shiva Saminim. Wheat barley, olive date, grape, fig, pomegranate. That is the order. The way the pasuk writes it, Gefen comes first. What's Gefen?
Grapes.
Te'ena, fig, rimoin, pomegranate, zayis, olive, shemen, v'dvash is?
Date.
Yeah, but it's the same thing. It is dates. Now, what has that got to do with our discussion? What did Rav Yitzchok learn from this pasuk? Whatever's mentioned first in the pasuk, yeah, what happens?
You should say the bracha over that.
This is a case that we've never discussed till now. What's this case talking? What have I got in front of me? Two shivas aminim. We've never discussed that. We've always discussed till now. This is a third case. We've always discussed shivas aminim and our domo. Shivas aminim and ha'eitz, but we've never discussed two shivas aminims. This is two shivas aminims. So if you have an olive and a fig, or you have a date and a grape in front of you, so obviously there's only one bracha. Ha'eitz. What are you going to say? Yeshmit the bracha over the shivas aminim, but they're both shivas aminim. So Rav Yitzchok is teaching us a rule. If you want to know which one you make the bracha over, the answer is
in the pasuk.
Whichever is mentioned first in the pasuk. Okay, very interesting. What's that got to do with our discussion?
Well, it's not in the pasuk at all. It's not in the pasuk at all. Then you're deducing that.
That what?
You say the bracha over the one that isn't.
So we're making a little bit of a jump. We're saying, if the halacha is that what? That you've got to give precedence to one of the shivas aminim. So I see that what? That the concept of precedence is a significant concept. Then so too, when I'm not dealing with two shivas aminim, rather shivas aminim versus ha'adama, and I'm making two brachos, the concept of hakdama, of precedence, also plays a role. Look at Rashi. Dama Rav Yitzchok. Rav Yitzchok taught us that what? That with regard to the Shivas Aminim, which one do you make a bracha over, whichever is made mentioned first in the Pasuk? Alma says Rashi, Kopdinon. What does that mean, Kopdinon? We are Makbid a Hakdama. You see that the concept of Hakdama is something that is significant. Rabbi Yehuda is slayed to Rabbi Yitzchok. And Rabbi Yehuda holds of Rabbi Yitzchok. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda was one who always trumps the Minshiva. He holds of Rabbi Yitzchok's rule. And therefore, Hilkach, Kol Shekein. Certainly, Heichad Lachad Lav Mi Minshiva. Obviously, if one of them is what? Is not one of the Shivas Aminim. Obviously, Min Shiva Odif. Why is that obvious? If Min Shiva, whichever is mentioned early on in the Pasuk, out trumps another Min Shiva, then Kol Shekein Min Shiva outguns something which is not Min Shiva. So Rav Yehuda holds of Rav Yitzchok. What was Rav Yitzchok's rule?
Look in the Pasuk.
Look in the Pasuk and you see that there's an order even within
Shivas Aminim.
So Kol Shekein without Shivas Aminim. If Shivas Aminim can beat its rival Shivas Aminim, obviously it can beat something which is not a Shivas Aminim. Fine. Says Rashi in conclusion, what about the Rabbanon?
They don't hold their rabbis.
V'rabbonon les lehu d'Rabbi Yitzchok b'mokoyim chaviv. The Rabbonon say to Rabbi Yitzchok, you might well be right. If all other things are equal, does the concept of precedence take place? Absolutely. And does Min Shiva even beat his friend? Absolutely. And does Min Shiva beat someone which is not Min Shiva? Kol Shekein. But when you've got Choviv as another factor, then you can't say it's all other things being equal. So if you had asked the Rabbanon, I've got in front of me an olive and a banana. So if the banana is chaviv, what do they paskin? And you make a bracha over the banana. And what happens if neither is chaviv? I don't particularly have an affinity to one over the above the other. What would be the halacha then?
Should we go back to Misha?
Not Efsha.
We would.
Vaday. Rashi never said that the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yitzchok. They said that Rabbi Yitzchok's rule only applies when Chaviv is not a factor. But when Chaviv is a factor, then Chaviv wins the day. So I agree with Rabbi Yitzchok's rule. What did Rabbi Yitzchok extrapolate from the Pasuk? That there's an order when it comes to Min Shiva, says Rabban, and I agree. If all other things are equal. So if I have an olive and a grape and a date, and none of them are Chaviv, what would the Chachamim say? Look at the Pasuk. I agree to the order concept. I don't disagree with it. We just say that the whole concept of Min Shiva is not as important as Chaviv. So if Chaviv is a factor on the table, then Chaviv wins the day. If Chaviv is not a factor on the table, then we agree that Min Shiva wins the day. Because it certainly is a factor in the concept of Hakdom. That basically is the end of the sugya Gemara Rashi. Now, the rest of the sugya deals with the Pasuk, a little different look at the Pasuk. We're not going to get involved in that. Now we will, Be'ez Hashem, come back to it. Now, one of our outstanding points, which we have not yet come to a conclusion, is the point we mentioned before, and that is according to Ulla. That's going to be the subject of this top toises, which we're now going to make a start to. But I think it'll be a worthwhile exercise because this sugya is extremely tricky. Let's make a brief summary. Again, if anybody's got a chart or a paper, I would highly recommend maybe writing down the following. I'll say it slowly. That gives you time to at least jot it down briefly. Maybe afterwards you'll write it more clearly. So we have two cases. We have case number one and case number two. Let's call number one Shavuos. Case one, Shavuos. How do you spell Shavuos? Shin, Vav, Vav, Sof. From the word Shaveh. Shaveh means equal. Case one is Shavuos, i.e. Zayis and Tapuach, olive and apple. Zayis and Tapuach. That's one half of the paper. On the other side of the paper, parallel to that, you write case two, Einom Shavuos. What's Einom Shavuos? I.e. Zayis and Tznoin. Tzadi Nun Vav. Okay, underneath that, we're going to have draw some sort of chart now. Let's begin with Rabbi Yirmiyah. So not Rabbi Yirmiyah, sorry, Ulla. Ulla was the first opinion. So it's the right-hand side of your page, you've got case one, case two, or left-hand side of the page, doesn't make a difference, whatever you want, write Ulla. What does Ulla say about case one? What does he say about case two? What does Rabbi Yirmiyah say about case one? What does Rabbi Yirmiyah say about case two? That's the way we're going to do this now. So Ulla said that where is there a machleik between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, the Shabir Kaseyen? Shavuos. We call that case number one. So go straight to case number one, where you've written Ulla. And right over there, according to the Chachamim, Chaviv, Chachamim, Chaviv, easy to remember, Ches, Ches, Chachamim, Chaviv, and Rabbi Yehuda, Min Shiva. Obviously, you don't even need to write. I mean, you can if you want. There's only one bracha being made, and that is Boer Pri Ho'etz. according to the Chachamim over the Chaviv, according to Reb Yehuda over the Min Shiva. Switch side now to case number two, when it is Einom Shavois, and you write in big letters, no Machloikas. No Machloikas, all agree to Brachas. All agree that there's two brachas. So in case number one, there's one bracha. So the machlekes, which one you make a bracha over? Is it chaviv or min shiva? But case number two, all agree to brachas. Now, I would recommend at this stage of the game, just write there or draw an empty box. Because underneath where you've written, all agree to brachas, what is there, an empty box which we haven't yet resolved?
Order.
The order. So I have an empty box with a little question mark saying order TBC, TBD, to be discussed. Order, we'll see Tesis. Next part is that we switch to Rav Yirmiyah. What does Rav Yirmiyah say? Where is there a machlekas, case one or case two?
Both.
Both. So whatever you've written for case one, for Ula, you just now repeat for Rav Yirmiyah in both sides of the page. But you start with case one. Case one, they agree 1,000% to Ula, that what? Chachamim, Chaviv, Rav Yehuda, Min Shiva. There's only one bracha. So far, Ula and Rav Yirmiyah are all on the same page when it comes to Shavuos. When it comes to case two, which is Einom Shavuos, this is the point of discussion. Once again, he says there is a machlekas. What is the machlekas? Order lahakdim. Lamed he kuf talad yud mem lahakdim. Reb Yehuda holds min shiva comes first. And the Chacham hold, Chaviv comes first. Remember, over here, it's not an issue of which one do you make a bracha on. For sure there's two brachas, and you should write that. There's two brachas. Which one comes first? According to the Chachamim, the Chaviv comes first. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Min Shiva comes first. That is a summary of everything we have learned today. So again, in case number one, everybody agrees with absolutely everything. That what? How many brachas are there in case one?
One.
One bracha. So everybody agrees, both Ula and Rabbi Yirmiyah, that there's a machlokes. If you're only making one bracha, which is the one you make it over, the Chaviv or the Min Shiva? The machlokes between Ula and Rabbi Yirmiyah is in case two. According to Ula, in case two, what's the halacha? There is no machlokes. There are definitely two brachas. We are for the moment left open. We just don't know what the order is. Whereas according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, no. The good old machlokes between Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda is in that case as well. And it's precisely about that very point of the order. There's definitely two brachas, that's true, but which one comes first? According to the Chachamim, the Chaviv comes first, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Min Shiva comes first. So far, all makes sense? It's a tricky Gemara, there's no question about it, it's a complicated Gemara, but that's why a chart like this can help us just to see the pieces on the puzzle. So let's just make a start, we're not going to be able to finish, but let's make a start to this top thesis. Avol b'she'ein birkoseen shavos. Now this is the world of Ula. This is the world of Ula. Pirush Rashi. What does it mean? Ein birkoseen shavos. Kegoin. Snoin v'zayis. radish and olive, shuv ein kan machlekes. There's no machlekes. Why? Because how many brachas are you making over here?
Two.
By ein shavis. Kiven she ein ha echad poiteres chaveroi. Because there is no one bracha exempting the other. You've definitely got to make
two brachas.
And therefore, afielu Reb Yehuda moida, now listen very carefully, even Reb Yehuda would admit, all of a sudden, de ein adifus, there is no superiority b'shivas aminim. Elo mevorech, guess what? Now we can fill in the question mark box. Mevorech al eze sheyirtze tchilo. You will make a brocha first over what? Whatever you want. Hachoviv loy v'achakach yevorech al asheini. So now if you go back to your chart, that box that you left empty with a question mark, you can write in it, or next to it, Tosfos says, all agree that which one wins the day?
Chaviv.
So not only does everybody agree that there's two brachas, but also everybody agrees that which one comes first?
Chaviv.
According to Rabbi Yirmiyah, if you just slip a little bit down the page, on your chart, you'll see that Rav Yirmiyah says, which one comes first? That's a machlokes between the Chachamim and Rav Yehuda. But according to Ulla, Tosfos has now filled in the missing piece for us. There is no machlokes, definitely two brachas, and all opinions agree that what? You don't do what you like. Which one make a bracha over first? Now, interestingly, he quotes that in the name of Rashi. I don't see that in our Rashi, but that's what he quotes in Rashi. Says Tosfos.
Does he just?
Yes, now. V'chein yesh lefarish. So shall we explain. I agree to this point that what? That we've just filled in our box, two minim, two brachas. Which one do you make the bracha over first?
Chaviv.
That means who's agreeing to who? Are the Chachamim agreeing to Rabbi Yehuda, or is Rabbi Yehuda agreeing to the Chachamim? Rabbi Yehuda is moving over to the Chachamim. Now, note, did the Gemara discuss this point? What did you do in this case? The Gemara didn't discuss.
No.
That's how we said we're a bit an open box with a question mark. Says Tosfos precisely. V'chein yesh lefarish. So indeed we should explain the Rabbi Yehuda moida lechachamim. Yes, that it's Rabbi Yehuda who are moving in the direction of the chachamim and not the other way around. How do you know that to be the case? Ho yil v'loy pirish ha-gemara, comma. Seeing as the Gemara did not explain. Didn't explain what?
Which do you do
first? What do you do first? Who agrees to who? The Gemara only said one thing, and that is, there's no machlekes. So if there's no machlekes, somebody is agreeing to somebody else. So in which way is the traffic moving? So if I'm not told, says Tosfos, safe to assume that who's agreeing to who?
The
Yochid agrees to the Rabbim. Because if it wasn't that case, then the Gemara would jolly well have to tell me. Sometimes when the Gemara doesn't say something, remember we've said this 1,000,000,000,000 times, you have to be medayik, not only what it says, but also what it doesn't say. Tosfos is telling us a phenomenal halacha based on silence. Know that famous song, Sound of Silence? Which was that like? Jewish, actually Jewish.
Simon Garfunkel.
Simon Garfunkel.
It's okay.
Da, 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 da. It's not being recorded, is this?
Pause.
Shipping over to America. gives the end of Rabbanus and Rav Shemesh Gimel. The sound of silence is a huge yesoid when we learn. Why is it a huge yesoid? Because we know that every single word of Chazal is meduyak. So sometimes if they don't say something, or if a Rishon doesn't say something, then there's a whole world you can be medayak. Look what the Gemara, look what Rashi's Tosfos says. Hoyel v'loy pirish ha-Gemara, seeing as the Gemara does not explain, and all the Gemara says to us is that what? There's no machloikas. Mutav shenoima. It is better that we should say sheyochid moida lerabim veloy rabim moida leyochid. Why? Why is that better?
It's a general rule.
It's more logical. And if for some reason this would be an exception to the rule, and the rabbim would agree to the yochid, but I'm sorry, the Gemara would have to tell us that. And if the Gemara doesn't say anything, then that's the biggest proof that normal rules apply. Probably the yochid is agreeing to the rabbim. Which means that Rabbi Yehuda, at least according to Ulla, in one case agrees that min shiva is irrelevant. In one case he says it is relevant, and that is when it's shavos. Case one. But in case two, it's not relevant. In other words, let's just explain this a little bit more. Min Shiva is only going to play a role if what? If it's going to be ignored. If you're telling me I'm not going to make a brocha over it, I'm only going to make a brocha over its friend, then Min Shiva says, oh, excuse me, I'm here. I can't not have a brocha over me. But in the case of Einom Shavos, I say to Min Shiva, don't worry, you will have a brocha over you. Now you want extra covered as well, you also want to be first? Sorry, ad kadei kach, you don't get it. So according to Rav Yehuda, even though Min Shiva is powerful, but it's not that powerful. And now you see the whole beauty, and that's why your chart is so important. That, Moirai v'raboisai, in one line, is the whole machlokes between Ulla and Rav Yirmiyah. How powerful is Min Shiva according to Rabbi Yehuda? According to Ulla, Min Shiva is very powerful or only slightly powerful? According to Ulla, the first opinion. Slightly powerful. Meaning, it's enough to give Min Shiva the covered. Don't worry, I won't ignore you. I've got a zayis and a tapuach. I won't make the bracha over the tapuach. I can't ignore the zayis. But it's not super powerful. If I've got a zayis and a tznoin, you're both getting your brachas. I'm not going to ignore the min shiva. So you want extra covered that what? That not only should I have a bracha, I should be first? Says Ulla, it doesn't get that much covered. But according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, it does. That's the whole machlokes.
According to Rabbi Yirmiyah, on one side it does. Does Rabbi Yehuda hold
again? I'm all going Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda.
Does he hold that, or he says as machlokes within?
Yeah. I'm going according to Rabbi Yehuda. In the world of Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yehuda always sticks to his guns. And says, Min Shiva, Min Shiva, Min Shiva. Not just to give it a bracha, but also to give it the first bracha. Whereas Ulla says, no, you misunderstood Rav Yehuda's opinion. Rav Yehuda's opinion is that Min Shiva gives him a bracha, but it doesn't give him the first bracha. Chaviv out trumps Min Shiva when you're discussing who should be first. That is always the beauty of a chart. Suddenly, even though there's loads and loads of factors, it actually turns out that the machlokes Rav Yirmiyah and Ulla is one small but significant point, and that is how to understand Min Shiva according to Rabbi Yehuda. Does Min Shiva give it the chashivus that you have to give it a bracha, but that's it? That's Ulla. Or, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, Min Shiva is so important that it not only gives it a bracha, but it also gives it the first bracha. That's the whole issue. Okay, we'll hold it here.